Hello, Acceleration Nation. Welcome to another Sick Career Podcast, the best podcast for ambitious professionals looking to get a better job quickly, confidently, and with lots more money. Today, I'm talking to you about my trip to a conference. Conferences are a great opportunity for you to network as someone looking to land a job or accelerate your career. But there are ways that you can do it more effectively. You don't want to get stuck with somebody for 45 minutes in the corner who's not providing value to you. It's not all about getting value, but people will talk your ear off. You want to be sticking and moving, and you want to be a little bit deliberate about who you are talking to. So let me give you a little overview and kind of what we called at Google a trip report. So after a leader would come back from a trip, they would write down some tidbits and findings from the trip. So this is my trip report for the National Black MBA. I think this will be relevant for all listeners who are attending events, are Black, and are trying to figure out how to get a job at these companies, which are talking a big ass game that they want to hire more Black, Brown, Latinx women and are doing a piss poor job. So there are ways that you can do that. And for companies that actually are looking for top tier Black talent, you can kind of do what I'm doing because the talent is out there. Black, Brown, women, all underrepresented, underestimated talent. But what you might not be aware of is, let me show my screen of what this National Black MBA conference looks like. And this is a conference that occurs once a year. It is targeted towards Black MBAs, current MBAs, past MBAs, alumni, and so forth. So this organization, National Black MBA Association, and for those that are listening to the podcast, I'm showing some stuff on my screen. I'll try to communicate it, but you can always watch our YouTube channel as well. So National Black MBA occurred in Philadelphia. Last year was in Atlanta. Next year, it's going to be in DC. They had Boys to Men playing. I did want to see them, but it was too packed and too crowded, and I was too tired at 10 o'clock, and I don't think they were coming on for a little bit longer, so I got out of there. I missed it. If you did see them, I'd love to hear how they were. The conference experience, they talk about young professionals, professionals experienced, and they had speakers, but and they have some co-chairs and things of that nature. I don't even know what these people did. We have DeTavio Samuels, CEO of Revolt Media and TV. I don't know. There's some honorary conference co-chairs and a lot of sponsoring companies. And all of these companies, 3M, AbbVie, ADP, Alight, Barclays, I'm just going through the list on their website. Google was there. FedEx was there. Discover was there. Morgan Stanley, McKinsey was there. All these companies are going to this conference, are sponsoring this conference to get access to diverse underrepresented talent. They also, frankly, in my opinion, are doing this for performative measures. So they're marketing and putting up their brand that they're there and say, oh, we really support Black talent. And then you look at their diversity numbers and you're talking 3 to 5% Black population at a lot of these companies. And if you look at the leadership ranks, you're talking one percentage, if that. And it's often in HR and DEI, not in the business areas. There's lots of reasons behind that. I'm not going to go off on that now. So as someone that is going to a conference, if you are an MBA student, if you are an alumni, find the companies that are going to be at the conference and attend their booth, attend their event. Some of these companies had events, after parties, and so forth. Get in the know, sign up for everything on the conference. When you sign up for it, put your emails in there. Make sure that you share with them where you're located. Give them your resume, because then these companies, like more companies here, Merck, Hershey, Walmart, Walgreens, these companies then will reach out to you and give you a heads up on some networking events and some recruiting events. So stay in the know there. Also, what I highly, highly recommend is to identify companies that you want to work at and make sure you are going to those booths and make sure that you are meeting at least one person at the booth, at their event, or something that could potentially be an advocate for you. So you don't need to speak to everybody at the Google booth. And let's see if I have a picture of, I don't know if I have a picture of the Google booth, but I do have some pictures from my event and I'll share those pictures. But when you go to these events, so first off, here is a picture of people getting ready to get onto this trade show. So you see lots of people lined up. You'll also see the mix of people. You will see some Black, you will see some Indian, you will see some white people that are lined up to go into the conference center to start networking with these companies that are on this trade show floor. You might be surprised at that, even though it's called the National Black MBA Association, that only 51% of the attendees are actually Black. That's a number I've heard before. I've not been able to confirm it recently. If someone, a National Black MBA, can either confirm or correct my number, I'd appreciate that. But looking at the population, it seems about correct in terms of a ratio. But anyway, here's a picture of me. And for those that are listening to the podcast, it's a picture of me in front of the Campbell's Soup trade show exhibit on the floor of the Career Expo that they call it. And all of these MBAs and alumni are going from booth to booth trying to be considered for a job at Campbell's, at American Express, at Google, at all these companies, American Airlines. Here is the Google booth. The Google booth was done quite well, very comfortable carpet. They have a lot of money on their event planning. And that booth was always extremely popular and crowded. This was Barclays table. This was an example of one that is not that popular. There were some that had no one at. This one had a couple of people at, but these are what more of the booths or a table looks like. It's a couple of people from the company that go down to shake hands with MBAs or alum. And yeah, so that's what happens at these booths, and they give away swag. The nicer the company, the better the swag. By the way, I got one of the best pieces of swag at the Hormel meat table. So they were giving away stuff that the food that they have. So I asked to get a can of Spam. I have a can of Spam here. I don't know when this is going to expire. Let's go over some other pictures that occurred at the National Black MBA. This is a picture of me with a guy that I met at National Black MBA. I gave him a free LinkedIn profile review. His name was Daniel Freeman, I believe his name is. Good guy. I gave him some tips on his LinkedIn profile. If anybody ever sees me at a conference, come by and say hi, and I'm happy to give you a free LinkedIn profile makeover review. Here is a picture of the conference floor. And this, for those of you that are listening to the podcast, is a picture of the University of Florida MBA table. So a lot of the MBA programs have tables there as well. Rochester was there. NYU was there, I believe. University of Texas was there. A lot of the historical Black colleges and university MBA programs were there. So they go down there to support their students. I think in Rochester's case, and Rochester's a great MBA program, very underrated, very diverse talent. They had, I think, 120 people come down to these events. And as you see at the Florida one, the students that are hanging out at the Florida booth, I did not see one Black individual there. I'm sure they do have some Black individuals at their MBA program, but they typically are very white. It looks like the diversity of people that come down to the National Black MBA from Florida are white. There are a lot of MBA students that are coming from BYU and Utah, which I think also probably have a low Black population. They go to the National Black MBA because all these top companies are recruiting there, and the top companies will recruit anybody. So if anybody is there that is talent, great. They will definitely entertain that. The companies are going here to try to get more Black talent. But again, only like 51% is Black, which is great, because typically you will see much lower percentages than that at a career fair. And this is more than a career fair. There's actual interviewing going on here. There's actual offers occurring here. So it's a very effective event for MBAs and alum. The one other thing that I do want to say about the program at the National Black MBA is there was an organization that I ran into at National Black MBA called the Consortium. The website is cgsm.org, but just look for Consortium MBA, Masters in Business Administration. This organization is a great organization. They work with 23 top schools, including my alma mater, Columbia Business School. They work with University of Washington, Simon School of Business, 23 schools. And they provide scholarships for Black, Brown, I believe Indigenous peoples to go through to the MBA program. So it's a great opportunity for talented Black, Brown, underrepresented groups. I think they also support white individuals that have financial hardship. So I'm not sure of all the information there, but you should check this out. This is a great organization. They connect talented, underrepresented individuals who are going for their MBA with companies that are trying to hire that MBA talent. So it's a great organization. I found out about them when I was recruiting at Tableau and recruited at University of Washington, and I learned about it there. So essentially, this episode is about how to use events, to use conferences to your advantage. It's another tool in your tool belt to build those relationships, build that network that will come into play all throughout your career. And you can meet people at the conference and start to become friends with them and support one another in your search. You can find people that are hiring, and whether they are hiring for your role right now, you can still build that relationship for long-term support. And as you're meeting with these companies, the goal is not to ask for a referral. And at this conference where they actually hire on spot, if you are ready to get hired, be prepared to get interviewed there. Hopefully you have all that ready so that you can interview for any company and quickly pivot, because at these conferences, some of these conferences, including National Black, they interview you right on spot. And if you are a good fit for the right sort of role that they're looking to hire for, you can get the offer right on the spot or quickly thereafter. If you do get the offer on the spot, understand that you most likely do not need to accept it right there on the spot. And if you are, you should wonder about the company. But you can think about that offer and you can get back to the company and negotiate. You can always reach out to us at Kadima Careers. Send an email to getmore@kademacareers.com and we can help you get more. These conferences are great to go to. Be conscientious of which conferences you go to. Look at ones that have companies that you want to work for that are attending and sponsoring. Look for places that are local so it doesn't cost you that much. Look at places that are well-known in the industry. So when you're having informationals, when you're talking to companies, you can ask those companies, where do they look for talent? And they will tell you the consortium. They will tell you Afrotech. They will tell you Grace Hopper, which I'm going to next week. And they will tell you Forte, which is a organization for women that are getting their MBAs. So there are some conferences that you as a candidate want to understand, want to get involved with, but also as a candidate, as someone that's owning your career, understand that there's a lot of crap out there too. So make sure that you're picking the right conferences with the right type of sponsors, the right type of crowd there that you can learn from, that you'll grow from, that is worth your time and money. And always remember that you can always do things virtually as well, which will be more efficient and more effective at times than going in person. There's value for going in person too. So with that, we'll wrap up this episode. Let me know how you like this episode. We're trying different sort of episodes, different sort of themes. This one was on how to take advantage of conferences. And hopefully this helps you own your career. And finally, if we can ever help you with personalized coaching, group coaching, or do-it-yourself coaching, go to kademacareers.com. Check out our solutions. Follow me on LinkedIn. And again, last three words for you, own your career. Bye-bye.
That wraps up another remarkable episode of the Sick Career Podcast with Alan Stein. Check out past episodes and other resources on the website. That's sickpodcast.com, and it's S-Y-C-K. Alan, tell the audience about the newsletter they can sign up for.
The newsletter rocks. Check out the Accelerator, X-L-R-8-R. You will get great tips about your career. You'll get honest insights. You'll get the occasional pet picture. And you will learn how to take proactive control and take charge of your career.
Very good. Very good. That's sickpodcast.com, S-Y-C-K. For your host, Alan Stein, I'm Russ Reba. And we hope you've enjoyed today's episode. You are going to love the next one.